Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Woman. And today we will discuss about Devahuti's choice of marriage partner, her choice of a potential spouse, and the basis on which she makes that choice. So while some make fairy tales and movies and the world of pretend their foundation, many find it prudent to find examples from scripture and real life. Fairy tales usually end with happily ever after endings, glossing over the lives of the hero and the heroine walking into the sunset. And the rescued heroine seems very happy in the arms of her beloved, and not much detail is given about how they got along with each other, how they handled disagreement, finances, children, challenges, and the course of their marriage. So without that level of detail, the make-believe world leaves us starry-eyed. Scriptures, on the other hand, very clearly elucidate the impossibility of finding happiness in this world and point us to a spiritual panacea for our quest. The Srimad Bhagavatam in the third canto gives us the example of Princess Devahuti. She was the daughter of King Manu, who was the governor not of a village or a state or a country or a planet, but he was the governor of the entire universe. And she grew up with incomparable opulence, with many jewels, maidservants, royal palaces, and loving parents. She was one of the most beautiful women of the world. She was seeking a suitable husband in terms of age, character, and good qualities. And the moment she heard about the sage Kardama Muni, she set her mind and heart on him. Not because she saw him as a knight in the shining armor who would rescue her from her emotional and mental problems, and not because she saw him as someone who would meet her needs for enjoyment in the material world. Her view of marriage was aligned to the principle of marriage elucidated by her spiritual masters, her spiritual guides, and the scriptures of the bhakti tradition. That is, husband and wife serve Lord Krishna nicely and help each other advance in spiritual life. In this way, both the husband and wife became true benefactors for one another. Being highly spiritually elevated herself, she found her pleasure in developing a connection with Krishna and not in the tasteless things of this world. She was convinced by knowledge and realization that the things of the world were temporary and could not offer her any lasting peace and pleasure. So she was looking for someone who was also on the spiritual path, so that as husband and wife, they could march together on the path of eternal life. Kardama Muni seemed to be a good fit for her, as he was fixed in his spiritual understanding and that was clear in his path. She was convinced that such a marriage based on a spiritual theme would rescue her from the material world and its problems of birth, disease, old age, and death. And she knew that this knight in the shining armor had the ability, the vision, and the mercy to rescue her from the frivolity of material life towards lasting peace and happiness in the Lord's service. So Devahuti got married to Kardama Muni, fully aware and prepared to give up the identity of a princess and to live an austere life in the forest with no palaces, no maidservants, very simple clothes and a very simple living. Over time, because of the austere life, she also lost her beauty, her hair became matted, and she became very emaciated. But that did not bother her, as her pleasure did not come from the externals. She found her pleasure in serving her very spiritually elevated husband, assisting him in his spiritual growth. Her pleasure came from serving him with respect, love, and affection. Kardama Muni, on the other hand, had great appreciation for his wife. He acknowledged that he was able to go further on the spiritual path because of her love, care, and assistance, and so he willingly shared all the spiritual assets and mercy he had accumulated with her. And when she desired to have a child, he made perfect arrangements by his mystic powers to have a fruitful union with her. So through his powers, her emaciated and dull body once again became very beautiful, and they lived in palatial surroundings of great beauty. And their union resulted in her having the Supreme Lord Krishna come as her son Kapila Muni. And Kapila Muni, being the Lord himself, further inspired Devahuti on the spiritual path. So at the end of her life, she was able to give the last vestiges of material attachment and fully focus her mind on the Lord. At the end, she was liberated from the cycle of birth, disease, old age, and death, and became situated in her spiritual identity of a loving servant of Krishna. It is evident from the parallels of the fairy tales of Devahuti that our needs shape our lives. Before looking for a suitable spouse, it would be prudent to examine the condition of our heart and evaluate our needs, both material and spiritual. Being aware of our needs and core issues helps us deal with them in a mature way, without leaping at the next Prince Charming who holds promise. Awareness of our weaknesses makes us powerful against the force of temptation, and such awareness helps us in personal transformation. It helps us find very healthy ways to meet needs. It helps us in choosing good Krishna conscious strategies to meet our needs. Over time, such awareness also helps us in assessing if those needs are real or if they are artificial creations of our own minds. Our soul begins to sense that there is more to life than the mundane experiences of the superficial level of our engagement in the world. The soul begins to feel a weariness of spirit in an endless cycle of dissatisfaction. There is usually nothing with which it can be attributed except for the revival of one's lost relationship with Krishna. So with the powerful bhakti practice of chanting, hearing and doing our duty sincerely and doing all the practices given to us by Srila Prabhupada, we will be able to remove the non-essentials from our heart and completely focus on the essence, which is development of a loving relationship with Krishna. That would help us in finding a spouse more suited to really aid us in our eternal spiritual journey of loving service to Krishna. So we at Bhakti Women wish you the very best in your find and in your search of a potential spouse. Hare Krishna.